Welcome back on a Thursday. Great to have you with us. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up on the show, we're going to look at the upcoming college football season from a betting perspective. And we bring in Douglas Farmer from Covers.com. So I know, you're not someone to get excited about NC State football. But will you at least watch and say, like, hey, maybe I get surprised tonight. And also, I hate ECU.
Well, I will not say I hate ECU.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's bring Douglas in right here.
From the top rope.
From the top rope coming in. Like, I was asking Chelsea. She went to NC State. You are ready to talk about ECU. How do you feel?
I apologize, Chelsea. He had said we're bringing on Douglas Farmer, went straight into college football question. I only assumed, and I will despise anybody who says they hate any of my 136 college football teams.
Oh, wow. Well, I do know.
So you love all of the teams? Like, I feel like you have to hate somebody.
Nope. I am in this sport to appreciate the absolute messiness of it. If we cannot enjoy this mess, we are missing the point of sports.
Boo. Huh. Boo. Oh. You gotta hate a rival? Like, ECU is our, like, little brother. So, like, I just don't like them. And here's the thing. Like, NC State, from a betting standpoint, like, everybody's always like, oh, there's value on NC State this year. You know how that's worked out over the past five seasons? It never happened. So, excuse me if I am a little cynical about my team, because we have seen some line movement in that game. It was 12.5. Now it's all the way up to 14. And everybody's like, oh, Chelsea, take NC State. I know better. Back when Russell Wilson was our quarterback, we didn't even win that game. He threw, like, multiple interceptions, and ECU beat us. They have our number. I feel like they always play us closely. So from somebody who went there, I am just saying, from a betting standpoint, I am not keen on NC State laying 14.
Refresh my memory. They met, am I thinking right? They met in a bowl game and got in a skirmish at the end of last season, didn't they?
They hate each other. That's what I'm saying. It's like, they're not like you. They are not judicious individuals. All right, so we didn't bring you on, though, to talk about NC State and ECU. I understand that's not the big game of the weekend. So let's get to some of these big games. And I know I'm not throwing you a curveball here, and I know Jenks probably wanted to ask you about this one because he is a Texas fan, so don't tread lightly, I would say. Texas, Ohio State. I feel like it's the premier game of the weekend. This line has been going all over the place. Now it's down to 1.5 at MGM. Who do you think wins this game?
Texas. And let's be clear, ooh, Jenks, don't get your head too big. Don't get too excited. I'm not really endorsing Texas so much as I am all the way out on Ohio State. Terrible defensive coordinator hire that's going to backfire pretty quickly. First time starting quarterback, first time offensive coordinator. This is not how you keep a roster together after it lost all it did. Now, we know why it lost all it did. You had to retain those players for a season to win the national championship. It paid off. It worked. But this is now such a new-look roster. Plenty of talent. But you're asking Brian Hartline and Julian Sand to keep up with Sark and Arch. And you're asking Matt Patricia of Detroit Lions failure to capitalize on the talent that is left over. I do not see it from the Buckeyes. If you really, really want me to keep talking on it, I'll tell you that I don't think Ohio State even makes the playoff this season.
Oh, brings me such joy. You don't have to be in on Texas. That brings me such joy. I'm not a big Ohio State guy. But let me ask you this, because I know we want to get to some games here, but I saw in your timeline, which I love this, you said there is not a team you are unprepared to discuss. So tell me how much work that you are putting in where I could ask potentially about any team and you'd be like, yeah, I can talk about that.
Well, this week especially, I am locked and loaded. I still edit my articles by printing them out hard copies just to make sure I'm not putting too much on our editors of stupid typos. I wrote 4,500 words of a win total on every team on Tuesday this week. So you could quite literally hit me with any team now, and I'll have to flip to the page, but I'll have a canned line ready for it.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's impressive or, like, depressing.
Yes.
Both. It is both. Because I'm looking at some of these picks, and listen, I will say in the world of college football, people are always looking for more teams to add to their parlay. So give us some parlay pieces this week in college football that people can pepper in there.
Well, one, if you really want to get moving early, Friday night, Georgia Tech at Colorado. And I know everybody still wants to talk about Colorado, and I know everybody's going to think altitude, home field advantage. Give me all of the Georgia Tech -4.5 that you can find. Georgia Tech is the more physical team. And this is not a shot at Deion. Like earlier, it's not that I'm in on Ohio, in on Texas. I'm out on Ohio State. This is not that I'm out on Colorado. It's that I'm in on Georgia Tech. It's the more physical team and the better coach team. Brett Key does a fantastic job of making sure his team is built from the trenches out. And that is the typical Colorado weakness. We're all talking about how Shedeur Sanders is taking these sacks in the preseason. He has always turned pressures into sacks. The sacks are his fault. The pressures, look at the Cleveland Browns offensive line. Look at the Colorado offensive line of the last 2 years. Deion has never decided to build that offensive line through recruiting, only through the transfer portal, and that is a failing strategy. There's not enough offensive line talent in the world to build through the portal. So Georgia Tech should just be able to dominate this game physically. You want to throw one in your parlay on Friday night, give me a Georgia Tech -4.5.
Oh, man, I freaking love that pick. Love that. Now, let's do some real sicko stuff here, because there is someone you like between Kent State and Merrimack.
Kent State is a historically bad football team. They are so bad that analytically, they may be a touchdown better than last year, and they will still be multiple points the worst team in FBS football. Merrimack is a 6.5-point underdog at Kent State. Merrimack should win this game outright. Merrimack returns its quarterback, a couple of starting offensive linemen, and that alone is enough to make me believe you can beat Kent State. Kent State could not run the ball last year. It was one of the worst teams in push rate. How far can the running back get before he's hit? And then they lost their leading running back, and they lost most of their offensive line. So an already terrible unit gone. And it's not like these guys were picked off. Like, you look at Purdue, 18 of the 22 starters moved up in the world. Kent State lost starters to FCS teams. That's how badly everybody of any caliber wants out of Kent State. This is a historically bad football team, and that presents value in betting the FCS team, because most of the world is just not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know Merrimack had a football team. I have bet on them in basketball before. I did not know that they had a football squad. All right, let's go back to
FCS,
like a bigger game.
Boy, they're decent. Oh, fine. A bigger game
still,
than Kent State.
It is a team. I know. It's hard to find one, but I think I've found one. So LSU Clemson. Do you have a side here?
I very much like Clemson, -4. I am deferring. In my head, home field advantage plus the more veteran quarterback, that should put this at 4.5 right there, period. Cade Klubnik developed a touch on his deep balls last year. I think it was 46.6%, 1,200 yards, and 16 touchdowns on passes that traveled at least 20 yards in the air, compared to the year before where that was 35%, 300-some yards, and 3 touchdowns. He found that deep ball last season, opened up Clemson's offense, returns his top three receivers. So Klubnik and offensive coordinator Garrett Riley, which the casual fan may remember was the OC mind behind that TCU run back in 2022, that combination is not giving enough due, and that combination should outpace LSU, especially against LSU defensive coordinator Blake Baker, who is such an aggressive mind. He's going to put his defensive backs out on an island in a game that he should not do that.
We're talking with Douglas Farmer, who is all over college football for covers.com. When you handicap, I'm curious, I mean, you clearly know a lot. What does your process look like? How much time would you say you spend on each individual game?
Each individual game in a week like this is a lost cause. Week one, the lines have been bruised and battered all summer. I know I'm not going to find a line that is off by a ton. This LSU Clemson game, it's at 4. If you look around in the world, you might find a 3.5. And here I'm saying, I think it should be 4.5. Now, that's a key number, but it's not massive. It's not a massive difference. Whereas later on in the season, there will be plenty of games where I'm like, well, they're off by 3 points. So this week, it's more, what matchups do I know that I'm highlighting that maybe you're not getting enough due? Let's keep using that example. Cade Klubnik is not getting enough due. His deep ball last season really, really jumped off the page. And that should be, I mean, he's 9-1 to win the Heisman last I saw. He should be further down those odds, because that deep ball is going to get highlights. And college football just struggles. If you have a truly elite quarterback who can hit those 20-yard passes, college football generally struggles to defend those. So right now, I'm looking around the country, and I'll grab this one. These are the games I highlighted to start this week of, you know, these are the numbers that I still really believe in. Buffalo plus 18.5 at Minnesota. That's now down to 17.5 last I saw. I'll still be on Buffalo tonight. I'll be in the stands in a Minnesota Gophers hoodie, quietly hoping Buffalo keeps it within two touchdowns.
It's the way to do it. You can rep a team, but you can bet on a different one. That's what I'll be doing probably with my NC State Wolfpack. I will not be betting on them, but I will be proudly wearing my gear. Okay, it looks like you have a play in Southern Miss and Mississippi State. I guess you could say that's a semi-big game, but you must feel strongly about it if you have a play on it.
I don't know that we can call it a semi-big game, except for the fact that it's the defending Sun Belt champion Marshall. Yes, I said Marshall. Now in Southern Miss uniforms. Charles Huff left Marshall in a rather contentious divorce, if you will, and then just brought most of his roster. Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year, quarterback, brought most of Marshall's starting defense over to Southern Miss. One of the poorest programs in the country now has this influx of talent. We're not properly appreciating that. The transfer portal is always viewed as this money-making machine, but what it really is the immediate eligibility upon transfer. That's what changed so many of these things. And our traditional power ratings struggle to understand the continuity that this kind of move makes. Charles Huff, new coach, whole lot of new players. No, they're just in a different city. Going against Mississippi State, who got some better talent this year, but it's still a floundering SEC program that I don't have a lot of faith in, and is on the road as a 13.5-point road favorite. Give me the home underdog live.
You know how it goes, Douglas. Eventually, you know, Vegas catches up, even if they're off early on with their lines. But is there a team where, you know, you were talking about teams or players not getting their due. Is there a team right now that you think, until lines potentially catch up with this particular squad, this is a team that could get a lot of my money?
You know, the way you started to ask that, I was ahead of the question in my head thinking, I don't know. And I'm going to look up a bigger game that we haven't discussed, and there we go. Alabama is currently a 13.5-point favorite at Florida State. Kalen DeBoer in year two has always improved his record by at least 3 wins. That was at a lower FCS school that some people would be surprised they have a football team, Sioux Falls. That was in the Mountain West. I'm currently blanking. Maybe he was at Fresno. And that was at Washington. He took Washington in his second year to the national championship, the college football playoff. This is a hallmark of Kalen DeBoer. His team so improved in year two. When he got hired at Alabama, I was looking around for a Alabama 2025 SEC ticket. Last year, they won 9 games, improved that by 3. Boy, math is pretty easy there. I think Alabama is going to win 12 games before the playoff, which is me saying probably a 12-1 SEC title. I'm getting them at under 2 touchdowns against Florida State. I'm going to get them at a too small number against Wisconsin. I'm going to be on some Alabama for at least September.
But I will say, we were just talking about Gus Malzahn, who's now the offensive coordinator at Florida State. He did beat Alabama, but also that was a much better team, and that's back when Nick Saban was there. But let's go macro, because today we've been doing our college football predictions. We've got a minute left. Who do you think wins the national championship this year?
Penn State, full stop. Penn State is following the Michigan model from 2023 and the Ohio State model from 2024. Retaining the players who would have been third or fourth round draft picks is your best use of NIL. These are players that are ready for the next level. They are physically already set for the title. And they come back, frankly, focus less on classes than they ever did because now they're graduate students. These are the kinds of guys that raise your ceiling the highest. Andy Kotelnicki developing Drew Aller for a second season. The week-to-week development that Kotelnicki provides is going to elevate Drew Aller's game even further. Best backfield in the country, best offensive line in the Big Ten, best defensive line in the Big Ten. I could go on. The only complaint is big game James Franklin. We were saying the same thing about Ryan Day after last regular season. Refresh my memory. What happened next?
Won a national championship.
Won it all. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm like, I know that one. I got one. I tell you what, can't wait to read your stuff on covers.com because you put in the work and looking forward to following these bets as well. It is Douglas Farmer. Man, we appreciate the time.
Appreciate you having me on. Hit me up anytime and enjoy week one, football fans.
We will do that. First person I've ever met likes them all. It's just like the Michael Bolton albums. Oh, love them all. of all those songs. Thank you, Douglas. Oh, man. Ah, I tell you what, I'm going to tail some of these picks. I particularly like, I love that Georgia Tech play. I was looking at that yesterday. Like, I still think Colorado's going to have, they're not going to be what they were, clearly, because they lost so much talent, but they haven't necessarily recruited well, so I'm definitely going to be on the Jackets. What are we going to be on tonight? That is the question next. We got some baseball, got some college football. Those picks and the Dogs are coming up next here on the BetMGM Network.